Grace and mercy and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is Father's Day, and may God bless each and every one of you fathers. This is indeed a special day that we want to remember and celebrate. A young lad had very long hair, walked into a barber shop, sat down, and began looking through the magazines. And eventually, the barber beckoned to him next. "Oh, I don't want anything," he said. "Well, then why did you come? Didn't you want a haircut?" He said, "No, I just want to be in here because my dad is looking for me, and I know he will not look here." Happy Father's Day. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When Jesus was 12 years old, they attended the festival as usual. And after the celebration was over, they started home to Nazareth, but Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, and his parents didn't miss him at first because they probably assumed that he was with his relatives or their friends or whatever it might be. But when he didn't show up that evening, they started looking for him among their relatives and friends. And when they couldn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to search for him there. 3 days later, they found him in the temple, sitting with the religious leaders, the teachers of the law, listening to them and asking questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And his parents didn't know what to think. "Son," his mother said to him, "why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been frantic, searching for you everywhere." "But why did you need to search?" he asked. "Didn't you know that I must be in my father's house?" But they didn't understand what he meant. And then he returned to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them, and his mother stored all these things in her heart. Now, here, has there ever been a father or a mother who managed to bring their child through adolescence without participating in a similar exchange? "Why have you done this to us? Can't you see the misery you've caused us, Dad?" asked. And then came the familiar response to father and mother, anxious question, "Why all the fuss? Why can't you just leave me alone?" Ever had that experience? I did. And there is a difference, because between what Jesus' response was and this young lad's response was, Jesus spoke with kindness and not a self-centered attitude, and Jesus returned to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them, and this lad said, "Why can't you just leave me alone?" Happy Father's Day. And the word of God for today is the fourth commandment, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. "Honor your father and your mother so that you may live in the land the Lord your God is giving you." Honor your father and your mother. There was a boy who had an ugly mother. Her face was scarred, one eye was half closed, and her lower lip was double normal size. And one of her hands was badly crippled. However, she was a sincere Christian mother, giving her boy all that a mother could give. And the boy also loved his mother. But when the boys in confirmation class saw his mother, they started teasing him about his mother. And at first he became very angry, and later he became very ashamed. He no longer wanted to be seen with his mother. And when he became a teenager, he never invited any of his friends to his home. And then one day, two of his friends showed up. They just showed up, and they were shocked when they saw the mother. And then he just couldn't stand it. He lost his emotions, and he blurted out, "Why are you so ugly, mother?" "And since you asked," replied his mother, "I will tell you. Maybe I should have told you sooner." And then she told her boy of a fire that had broken out in their house where he was a baby. And the father was at work. He wasn't there. And she had gotten two children out, and he was in the back room sleeping in a baby crib. And in spite of smoke and flames, she dashed back in, grabbed the boy, and came out back through the flames. And she concluded, "That's why my face looks the way it does." "And your crippled hand?" asked the boy. And she said, that's what I put over you, over your face and over you, to protect you and to cover you as I went through the fire. Do your parents have wrinkles on their faces, stooped shoulders? Do they lack some of the learning and culture which you possess? Do they use uneducated words? Do they? Instead of being ashamed of them, you might do well to remember that some of those wrinkles might be there because of their love for you and concern for your well-being and development. The Lord says, honor your father and your mother. When was the last time that you tried to think about what you might do that would absolutely be a good work for God, something that would truly honor him? In fact, have you ever tried to think of the most noble good work that you would possibly do before God? And if you did you conclude that the good work would be to honor your father and respect them, your mom and your dad? I don't think most people would conclude that. I don't think many people would have said, at the best good work on earth, I'll honor my father and my mother. Perhaps at this point you're thinking about some parents and others in authority that do not deserve to be honored. And we all admit that it is pretty tough being a parent sometimes. You can't always, for example, be patient. I'm reminded of the young dad who was wheeling a shopping cart through the grocery store with his screaming little child in it. And as he was going down the aisle, people heard him saying, it's okay, Freddie. You are going to make it, Freddie. Just calm down. It's going to be okay. And in about 10 minutes at the most, we're going to be home, Freddie. And a lady who overheard this walked up to him and said, I must compliment you on how patient you are with your young Freddie. And the dad said, well, thank you, but I'm Freddie. On a much more serious level, some parents are abusive to their children and cause scars that last a lifetime. There's no excuse for this, none. And nevertheless, the existence of bad parents that does not change that God calls us to honor and respect those who are in authority over us. If you are stopped by a police officer for speeding and the officer acts rude while writing out a ticket, you nevertheless better honor the officer or you're going to have a whole lot more difficulty than just paying the debt. You see, one is to respect the office even if one who is in it is not fulfilling it and doing what he or she should do. And every one of us has to admit that we're getting something, we've got something to repent for. None of us have lived perfectly. We have no perfectly honored to our parents. We have not perfectly honored our parents. And therefore we are called to repent, to seek forgiveness. Forgiveness is the key. And what do you do if you have guilt? For example, maybe you are mindful of some disrespect to a parent who has now died. What can you do about it? Only forgiveness has that power. For when you receive forgiveness, then you are able to give it to others. And only then can healing start. Only then can there be hope. And don't hold a grudge. It won't hurt the man or woman that you're holding a grudge against. It won't hurt them at all. The one that it'll hurt is you. It'll hurt you. Don't hold grudges. Forgive and move on. And then you say in the back of your mind, but how? That's tough to do. I think of those who have parents or children who simply refuse to give or receive love. No hugs, not even kind words, and sometimes not even basic politeness in lieu of love. Nothing unless it's bitterness. How can a person give forgiveness and love if it's rejected? And that's when we need to focus on God's forgiveness and love. He knows well what it is like when he is rejected. But it is... Thank you. Where was I? I was on forgiveness. I forgive. Okay. But it's the nature of love that it can only be offered and never for force. God has given his love to the world, but he doesn't force it. That is the heart of God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should never perish but have everlasting life. God sent his Son Jesus to be born as a human being in Bethlehem, leaving the glories of heaven to live on earth. True God and true man, Jesus grew up and living the perfect life. Jesus was the perfect sacrificial lamb for the sins of the world. He obeyed his earthly parents and went with them. And as the perfect sacrificial lamb, he was the covering for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the entire world. And he was our substitute when he died on the cross. He was our redemption. He was our ransom. He was the first fruit of the resurrection. He conquered sin, death, and the power of the devil. Because of that, we have forgiveness and power to forgive. Forgiveness and power to forgive. As a result, with his life, now our life, empowering us, we offer forgiveness and love even to those who do not deserve it. And because we honor the eternal Father, we honor his representatives or authorities among us. If not for their persons, then for their office. And this we do in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.